Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, it is Thursday, meaning the weekend is nearly here, and it's time for the girly quiz.
We're so excited.
Do you just get really buzzing at this time? Like,
absolutely.
That's so sad.
Girly quiz day is my favourite day of the week.
This is the game where we test Dave on all things girly, everything from hair to makeup to body bits to everything in between. We usually send our questions over to our boss, Nick, for him to do a little pre-game test.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, and I quote, "I'm completely banjaxed for all three of these questions this week."
Oh, no.
Yeah, he found them quite difficult. I think you're going to do well on the ones that he didn't.
Okay.
But we will see. You need to get all three questions right to win the week. You do have two lifelines. One is a Simplify 50-50, and the other is our phone a female.
It is, and it's Kaylee standing by, and nice she's fun. In for a nice treat today because the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. Meet with a Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artist and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street.
It's a gorgeous shop. I love going into it. And today for Kaylee, whether she gets the question wrong or right, we have a Sculpted by Amy product bundle for her so you can have the summer of good skin.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
Still, she should really try and get it right for her own pride.
You do need to give an answer.
Yes. Of course. And just to say, the nature of the girly quiz, as Aisling said, is this can kind of go anywhere. So if there are young ears in the car, we urge you to keep your hand on the dial, listen out to where you think things might be going, just in case there's something said that you don't want your little ones to hear. All right, let's go. I think we're all right, though.
Definitely a safe week.
Yeah, definitely safe. Just hard. Dave, question number one. What is Dream Matte Mousse?
I know what matte is.
Oh, yeah?
Because you can paint a car in matte.
Mm. And what's it mean?
It's kind of like a very, very dark shade, but it's like a... But no, it doesn't have to be, I suppose. It's actually the texture of what it is. So, dark matte mousse, was that what it is? Mm.
Dream Matte Mousse.
Dream Matte Mousse. Dream Matte.
The girlies of our generation, Emma, will know this one.
Absolutely.
100%.
I would say that it's some sort of concealer.
Okay.
That's what I would go with. I would say it's concealer. I'd imagine, yeah, maybe, yeah. Should I go with concealer? I think I should go with concealer.
You do have your Simplify option, if you want to use that in the first go.
Yeah, go on, let's simplify it.
Yeah, let's simplify it.
Let's simplify
that.
The option. Okay.
What God.
Is Dream Matte Mousse, Dave? Is it A foundation made by the makeup brand Maybelline, or is it B a hair mousse used to retain curls?
Matte. That is a thing, isn't it? With like hair or something. Like you don't want the hair to matte. Is that a thing?
Oh, you don't want the hair to get matted.
Yeah, matted, yeah.
Matted.
I understand.
I'm gonna stick with my guns and say concealer. I feel like it was the first thing that came to my mind. It was Dream Matte Mousse. I know mousse is, but mousse you'd use in your hair. Damn it! No, I'm gonna change my answer. I'm gonna go with B. I'm gonna go with it's for the hair.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You are wrong.
No.
And you kept saying concealer, which I wouldn't have accepted either.
No.
Would you not? No.
You know what concealer is, Dave?
No.
Oh.
I will do that another week, so.
The
Dream Matte Mousse was a foundation made by makeup.
Foundation, that's the same thing as concealer, no?
When I was in school, I used to always go into my mum's makeup bag and rob a bit of her Dream Matte Mousse in the morning, shove it on, go.
It was most gals' like first makeup, I think.
It was, because you could just put it on with your fingers.
So really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't really mess it up.
No. And fairness.
Because it was so thick.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, good times. All right, Dave.
Fantastic.
There's really no point in doing this, but we'll continue on.
Yeah, we could end it now.
Question number two on the girly quiz. Which of these is not a brand of fake tan? Bellamy Anta.
You've done this before.
Donatella or Vita Liberata? We did it before with different brands.
You did do it before with different brands, and I have no idea. You got to give me them again.
Bellamy Anta.
Bellamy Anta is a tan.
Donatella.
I'm pretty sure a Ninja Turtle.
Or Vita Liberata.
Vita is feet. I think. Liberate your feet. Vita Liberata.
You do have Kaylee standing by if you need her.
Bellamy Anta. Okay, I think all I know is Bellamy Anta is a tan.
Okay.
Donatella, I'm pretty sure, is a Ninja Turtle. And Vita Liberata means liberate your feet, I'm pretty sure, and maybe like Greek or something.
So but none of that being helpful?
No, it isn't at all. So I'm going to have to call in the troops. I'm going to have to call in Kaylee. Morning, Kaylee. Tell
you
me
there,
Kaylee? No.
She may not be. Okay. We don't have Kaylee. We've
dear,
lost
Oh, dear, oh, dear. For the first time, her phone female falls at the first hurdle. Not her fault, obviously.
For the first time ever, I don't have a phone of female. It's not my fault.
You're going in bald.
Conan Raw.
Would you go? Lads, behave. All right. What we do a double, give him the other simplify.
No.
All right. All right.
He's already got three
Seems
options.
Fair.
Donatella Vita Liberate. 50-50. Not a tan. Is.
Oh.
Do we have her back?
We lost Kaylee due to technical issues, but she's just messaged her answer.
Oh, brilliant, Kaylee.
What a legend.
What has Kaylee answered?
Kaylee has said that my answer is Donatella.
Because that's a ninja turtle. Donatella, final answer.
Queen!
Yeah!
Well, that was a journey.
Kaylee battling her way to get that sculpted by Amy Bundle.
Okay, I got a bundle. Don't worry, Kaylee. Thanks,
Kaylee. Cheers, babe.
Oh, my God.
That was a journey.
That was a journey. And do you know what? I was about to say final answer. Vita Liberate.
Yay! Excellent. Okay, listen, I know you're still out this week, but good vibes have returned. Dave, question number three I think you're going to be all right with somehow. Name five female athletes representing Ireland in the Olympics this year.
Ah, for God's sake.
Five.
Mona McSharry, Kelly Harrington. That's it.
No, it's not.
That's all I know.
You do know more. You do know more. You'd be kicking yourself with at least two.
You've said Mona McSharry and you've said Kelly Harrington.
I don't know any
That's
runners.
Boxing and swimming.
I think
producer Callum is lipping something over to Dave for the first time.
Oh, Callum, be careful. You'll get the wrath of Ashley.
Sashida. Is that one?
Rashida.
Rashida Jones. No, that's an actress.
Rashida Adelecki.
Yeah, that one.
I'll give you that.
Okay, cool.
Because she's
that's
a legend.
That's three. We need two more. But
two more you need.
Two more is ridiculous. I'm trying to think of sports. He had Mona. He had Rashida. I've no idea, man. Like, at all.
Well, you just hate women's sports, is it?
That's more than the male ones that I could answer. I could name Michael Whiffen, and that's it.
His name is not Michael.
Daniel. Daniel? What's his name? Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel.
He's the only male
one. We're talking about women.
Yeah, he's the only male one I can name. I can name three females, and one of them.
You're missing such a sitter.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sonia Sullivan. Katie Taylor.
We did say this year.
I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Katie McCabe. Simone Biles.
American
Coco Gauff.
Yeah. You've got about 5 seconds left.
I don't know the answer.
All right, wrong.
Five is ridiculous. That's not on. Five is ridiculous.
Look, I'm not going to name them all because there's like 50 odd. But you're missing Leona Maguire, golfer.
No.
Leona Maguire,
even I know that.
No. Golf been on?
No, you know
Shane
Lowry, don't you?
I've heard of him, yeah.
People will be fuming that you don't know Leona Maguire.
Sorry to Leona, but
Ashling's hanging him out to dry.
Has the golf been on? No, it hasn't.
But it has in the past. She won the Solheim Cup.
I hate you.
No, you hate golf.
No, I hate women, apparently.
It's the Girly Quiz. With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get
cool. Ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.